So how many teams can actually win the Super Bowl, and how many of those are actually better than the Rams? That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts, all part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Travis Rogers. Thanks for making us a part of what you do. Not only do I host the Locked On Rams podcast, but I also host the Rams pregame and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles, California. I've been doing that since the Rams came back to their rightful home here in Los Angeles a few years ago and have enjoyed every single minute of it. Okay, we've got a lot of stuff that I want to discuss on today's pod. We'll talk about training camp, which opens here in just a couple of weeks. I'll actually be out there on July 30th. Come on out and check it out if you'd like, and mention that you know the podcast. We can chat a little bit about that. That'll be good. We'll talk about some of the other events that are going on out there and how you can enjoy some of those. Allen Robinson, the more you hear people talk about him and what he does really well, kind of reminded me of something that the Rams do really well when they go out and draft, and do really well when they go out and get free agents as well. We will discuss that coming up in just a little bit, but let's jump right into this. Sports Illustrated Online had a list of 12 teams that they believe can win the Super Bowl. The Rams, of course, are one of the 12 teams. So there are, they actually had a list of 13. So they have, we'll talk about the 12 other teams on that list. And let's start with this. The Rams play, let me just give you the list real quick. Okay. The teams on this list are the Buffalo Bills, Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens, Indianapolis Colts, Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs, the Los Angeles, I had to stop myself right there, the Los Angeles Chargers, Denver Broncos, Las Vegas Raiders, Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, that is a list of 12 teams. Of those 12 teams, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the Rams play 8 of them. Head up. They're going to play of the 12 teams that the people at Sports Illustrated believe are the best team in the NFL, the teams that they believe have a chance to go win the Super Bowl, the Rams are playing 8 of them. They play 8 of the 12. They play 67% of that list. So you're going to have a pretty good idea of how good the Rams are by the time the season is all said and done, and probably a lot earlier than that. They play Buffalo, Dallas, Kansas City, the Chargers, Denver, Vegas, Green Bay, and Tampa. Okay, that is an unbelievably difficult – we know that it's tough, but that kind of brings it into perspective, right? That you have people that do this for a living, that talk about these teams, study this league, and they made a list of the best 12, right? Let's get rid of the other 20 teams that do not have a chance. Let's put them off to the side, and let's get down to the best 12. The Rams play 8 of those teams. So they're going to have this – look, this is what you get when you play – a defending Super Bowl's schedule. This is what you get when you get a bad draw one year and you have to play the AFC West, which is probably the best division in the entire league. The entire AFC West is on that list, right? Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, and Broncos all on that list. So there's four right there. The Rams actually catch a little bit of a break in that their division doesn't have another one of those teams in there. So the schedule itself is going to be a monster. Here's what I kind of want to do. Of that 12, let's whittle it down to teams that you genuinely think are going to have a chance, not just to get to the Super Bowl, but have a chance to maybe win the Super Bowl, right? That if things break the right way, I think we can kick a good number of those teams right off the list, right off the list. Cincinnati. Okay, this sounds insane, right? This sounds like a crazy thing to say, having seen what we just saw 5 months ago in SoFi Stadium against the Rams in Super Bowl 56. The Bengals were really, really good, right? Joe Burrow is the real thing. There's nothing like, yeah, but about him. He's legit. I love Joe Burrow. Great player. Ja'Marr Chase, great player. They've upgraded their offensive line, something that they struggled with last year. You know, Aaron Donald got back there a couple of times when he absolutely had to have it. Big part of the game. They've fixed that. So why do I not have them on that list? Well, because that's not how this league works, right? It is extremely rare to see. By the way, you don't have to look back in the not too distant history to see what we're talking about with the Rams, right? Rams in Super Bowl 53, they get there. Takes them a while. Well, not a while, but the next year, they don't even make the playoffs, which is far more common than coming back the next year and playing for it again. Far more common than coming back the next year and winning it again. So I'm just going to go based on the history of this league, and I'm going to strike Cincinnati off that list. Baltimore. How do you say this without sounding insensitive? Lamar Jackson is a great player, a former MVP, and I don't know if I've ever seen a guy do more work in the NFL against one team than I saw Lamar Jackson do on Monday Night Football at the Coliseum against the Rams a few years ago. It was unreal. There was no answer for him. None. Nobody knew what to do with Lamar Jackson, and they did nothing in the postseason. Lamar Jackson, as great as he's been, his teams in the postseason have not been good. The Baltimore Ravens are an incredibly gifted organization, a very good team. I'm going to need to see a little bit more from Lamar Jackson in the postseason. I'm going to strike. And this is not a Matthew Stafford situation. Well, he hasn't even had a chance. He's had a lot of opportunities, and it really hasn't gone his way. So I'm going to strike them. Indianapolis. Come on, man. When was the last time that Matt Ryan was a difference maker? When was the last time that Matt Ryan was a guy that made you go, hey, listen, man, don't give that guy a chance at the end of the game. No, stop. I know they got a deep roster. I know that they're well-run. I know that Frank Reich's a pretty good coach. I know that Carson Wentz is down the road. Bump-a-da-bump-a-da-bump-a-da-bump. Right? Matt Ryan, we're done here. We're not doing that anymore. Here's one that gave me a little bit of pause. The San Diego Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, right? I'm going to still call them San Diego. You can't make me change my mind. Okay. They're good. Justin Herbert is probably better than just good. He might be very good. He might be special. They added Khalil Mack. They added Sebastian Joseph Day from the Rams. They've got Bosa. They've got Keenan Allen. They've got all of this stuff, right? And the Chargers are on the cusp of really turning things around. Stop me if you've heard that story before. Stop me if you've had that, you know, the Chargers. I mean, if I've had the, you know, who's going to be really good this year? The Chargers. Are they? Okay, when does that ever actually happen for them? Look, Brandon Staley had a weird rookie season as a head coach. They're talented. I think he's a pretty good head coach. But unless he learned a lot from his mistakes, and he might have, I can't put the Chargers in there. That game that they have against the Rams towards the end of the season could be really interesting. It's week 17. It's the second to last game of the season for the Rams. That could be an incredibly interesting game by the time we get there. Okay. Let's fire through the rest of these very quickly. The Denver Broncos, I think, are on that list. Russell Wilson is the real deal. So they're a team that I think could give the Rams real trouble. And then, of course, you got the Raiders. Derek Carr, is it David? Is it Derek? It's one of the Carr brothers and a bunch of guys. I know they got Davante Adams. Okay, Aaron Rodgers had Davante Adams and they weren't doing any damage. So why am I worried about that? So basically what we've taken is we've taken a list of trades. And then Philadelphia is the last team. I'm not even – Jalen Hurts, we're done here. Here it is. Buffalo, Kansas City, Denver, Green Bay, Tampa Bay. That's five teams that I think when you look at it, say, yeah, they could beat the Rams. Rams could play well and lose to those teams. That's a pretty short list, right? So the Rams are on a list of six teams that should make you feel very good about where they are. Those other teams have fatal flaws. The Rams do not. Neither does Buffalo. Neither does KC. Neither does Green Bay, Tampa Bay. And I'm going to throw Denver in there as well. Denver, Russell Wilson is a made guy in this league and is terrifying. So do not sleep on Russell Wilson along the way. Okay, coming up next, I want to talk about what Allen Robinson does and why it fits in so perfectly with what the Rams are going to try to do in their Super Bowl defense. That's coming up next. So let's talk about Dave, right? I know that this has happened to me, and I can assume that it's probably happened to you because I really believe that it's happened to just about everybody at one point or another, and that is where you get a little tight, right? You get a little strapped for cash, and all of a sudden, that expense, maybe that car repair that you weren't planning on has kind of blown up your entire budget, right? Or you need to buy a gift for somebody. You need to take a trip unexpectedly. These are the things that can kind of put you in a tight spot with your finances, with your monthly, weekly budget. And this is where Dave can really come in handy, or handy, I should say. Dave is the banking app that can help you get $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy that gift, or just catch up on your bills, whatever you need to do. And you can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. No interest, no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get that financial relief they need with extra cash. And here's how you do it. Here's how you can take a little bit of that pressure off for you with Dave. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and you can get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC, and the future you, the one that you've taken that pressure off of, they're going to thank you. Which NFL stars move the betting line the most? Starting July 18th, Locked On gives you the 50 most valuable players in the NFL from the odds makers at Bet Online. Available July 18th on the Locked On NFL podcast and wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. So Allen Robinson, along with Bobby Wagner, were the two big free agent acquisitions for the Rams this offseason, right? The Rams have been pretty active in free agency. The Rams have been very active in acquiring other teams' best players, right? This is something that they have been very, very good at doing. This is something that they have been very successful in doing as well. They found players in free agency and in trades that have helped them become the organization that they are. And you can just say, oh, well, they go out and they get really good players. And they do. And that's a big part of it. Allen Robinson is a very good player in this league. Bobby Wagner is a very good player in this league. So, sure, they're going to have some success. But Liam Cohen, who is the offensive coordinator of the Rams, and another new acquisition, as a matter of fact, said something talking about Allen Robinson that kind of made the light go on for me about something that the Rams do, I think, as well as anybody else, and maybe even a little better. Here's the quote. This is him talking about what Allen Robinson brings to this team. And he mentions Cooper Kupp in here as well. Here's the quote from Liam Cohen. I mean, he can run a lot of routes that Cooper can run, you know, some of those option routes and choice routes and things that we asked Cooper to do because he just has an unbelievable ability to play underneath himself. Okay, so here's the part that really stuck with me. This is the thing that made me go, oh, right. It's not that he can run a bunch of routes. It's not that he's fast. It's not that he's got good hands. It's not that he's smart. All of those things are true. That's not what I'm talking about. The ability to play underneath himself. And here's my takeaway from that. What it means is they're going to ask him to do some stuff that he's fully capable of doing. You're not asking him to go above and beyond what he's very good at, to play underneath himself, to play within yourself, to just do what you can do. And you start to think about it, and it makes an unbelievable amount of sense. What does an incredibly successful person do? They just maximize their abilities, right? You don't ask a guy, I'm trying to think of a good example here. You don't ask Mookie Betts to pitch, right? You don't ask Clayton Kershaw to hit home runs. You ask Clayton Kershaw to go be a great pitcher. Pitch within yourself. Mookie Betts, go do what you want. You don't ask Chris Taylor to be Mookie Betts. You don't ask Greg Gaines to go be Aaron Donald. Just do what you do. When they went out and got Matthew Stafford, it wasn't, hey, listen, here's what we need from you. We need you to go be Joe Montana and Patrick Mahomes. No, just be yourself. Now, they've got great players. They've got some special people in Aaron Donald. You've got some special people in a Cooper Kupp, Jalen Ramsey, but you don't ask Darius Williams last year to be Jalen Ramsey. You're not going to ask Bobby Wagner to be Lawrence Taylor. Just be Bobby Wagner. Just go out there and Leonard Floyd. Just be Leonard Floyd. I don't need you to turn into Von Miller all over again. Just be the guy you've always been. And the more you start to think about it, the more you realize they don't ask guys to do special things. And so you go back the line up a little bit, and all of a sudden, this is where they kind of petered out before. And not that they weren't good, but they weren't quite able. That Jared Goff, hey, what we need you to do is we need you to extend a play with your legs. Can't do it. What we need you to do is make a quick decision in a moment of what's happening and just figure this out very quickly on the fly. That's not what he does. So we're kind of limited. You need to put people in a position to succeed. You need to put people in a position to do what they can do. Don't ask them to do a different look. Look, if you're watching this on the Locked On Rams YouTube channel, let me give you two things. Number one, click the subscribe button. I'd appreciate that a great deal. Look at me. Okay. And if you're listening to me, I'm going to describe myself very quickly. I'm tall. Okay. I'm about 6'3". I'm overweight. Okay. We don't need to get into the specific numbers. I am not built for speed. Okay. I am not somebody that's going to run really quickly. It would be the equivalent of saying, hey, Trav, you know what we need you to do? Instead of talking about the Rams, instead of talking about the Dodgers and talking about the Lakers on your radio show, 10-1 ESPN 710, the Travis and Sliwa show, what we need you to do is to become a world-class marathoner. Why? Why? I can't. It's not what I do. You're asking, you're setting me up for failure and you're setting yourself up for failure. This is something that the Rams don't do. When I heard Liam Cohen say that, he can play as this unbelievable ability to play underneath himself. And I noticed he's talking about a very specific football thing but it's resonated with me in a way that don't ask somebody to do something they can't do. Ask somebody to be very, very good at the skill set that they do bring to the table. If you can run, let's run. If you can block, let's block. If you can, you know, you're great at pass protection, let's put you in there on third and passing situations. If you're a running back and you can't block, we're not going to ask you to do it. And that's something that I think a lot of people, football coaches, you're asking people to do things that they're not good at. The Rams simply do not do that. And the only time they ask for a little bit extra are from guys that are actually genuinely special, like, hey, just go out there and make something happen. Aaron Donald can do that. That's not asking above and beyond. That's just asking extraordinary to be extraordinary. And I think it's a big part of the Rams' secret sauce. All right, the training camp for the Rams opens up here in a very short period of time, and they got a whole bunch of cool things that you're going to want to check out. That's coming up next, right here after this. Training camp is right around the corner, right? As I record this on July 14th, we're just a couple of weeks away from opening day of Rams training camp. That's coming up on Friday, July 29th. Actually, on Saturday, July 30th, there is a season ticket member appreciation day. Travis, myself, and Kirk Morrison, we're going to be out there doing a little Rams show for ESPN 710. So if you are listening to this and if you are coming out on July 30th, make sure that you come by and say hello and say, hey, Trav, I got a chance to listen to Lock on Rams. You said come on by and say hello, and I will absolutely get fired up for that. We can have a little Rams conversation. Then you got a whole bunch of stuff that's coming up. You got a youth day on August 4th. You've got a celebrity flag football game on Friday, August 5th. And then all of a sudden, shortly after that, we are into the preseason and we are down the road and running. It is an incredibly, it comes up fast, right? It's funny how the NFL season goes. It kind of goes from, let's go to the end of the season. Rams win the Super Bowl, right? It's the middle of February. Rams win the Super Bowl. Everybody's ecstatic about what's going on. And then you very quickly turn into draft, right? Then you very quickly turn into combine. And then you very quickly turn into free agency. And it's just boom, 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 boom. Everything's running around and it goes by very, very quickly, right? Then all of a sudden it kind of stops. You have mini camps, you have OTAs and all these things. And then it feels like the next month, 45 days or so are going to take forever to get here. Well, it's gone. Here we are. Training camp is right around the corner. Once camp starts, once you see guys doing scrimmages, doing drills, throwing balls, diving on the ground, doing all the things that you see at training camp, those dual practices that the Rams have really made a point of doing, it is an incredibly exciting time to be a Rams fan, because in 2 weeks when camp opens, after that, it's all football all the time. That's why you got to subscribe to Locked On Rams. That's why you got to make sure that you click that subscribe button in your podcast feed. That's why you got to make sure that you subscribe to the Locked On Rams YouTube channel as well, because you're going to get Rams content all day long, 5 days a week. Make sure that you do that as well. And going out to Rams training, it is fun. First of all, you get to see a lot of cool stuff. You get to see the players very up close. They're around. You get to see Sean McVay in an environment that is incredibly exciting. You know, you see him on the sidelines. He's running down. He's high-fiving guys. He's jumping. He's super. He's calling plays. He's super intense, right? And he's super intense at training camp too. But there's this unbelievable and infectious, really. You know, I'm sitting, I don't know what it is, 100 yards away from him at all points, talking into my microphone, doing my thing. And he's, but there's this infectious enthusiasm and just unbelievable verve for what it is that they've got going on. You can't walk out of there and not feel great about it. I remember, and I've said this before on the pod, I've said it on my radio show, being around him for just a couple of minutes, you walk out of there going, man, that is unreal. And you know, you see it in an interview very briefly occasionally, and sometimes, he's faking it. That's just, he's putting it on for TV. He's putting it on for the radio. He's putting it on for a podcast. No. That dude is that dude. He is all about that all the time, every minute. He's bouncing around. He's yelling. He's excited. He's clapping. He's laughing. He's just everywhere all the time. You should see it up close. Come on out to Rams training camp, UC Irvine, starting 2 weeks from tomorrow. It is absolutely great. Go to therams.com. They'll give you all sorts of information on what can be going on out there as well. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen, the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keeping fans dialed in with the biggest stories and the latest news from around the league, because an offseason doesn't equal a break in the action. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.